Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Clearing campus protesters.
Dozens of officers started going through that window.
Florida abortion ban in effect.
This will essentially cause an abortion desert in our area.
Scamming seniors.
Financial fraud is definitely on the rise, targeting our elderly population.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. From New York to California, dramatic new developments at protests on two college campuses. At Columbia University, police stormed an occupied building, arresting dozens. At UCLA, encamped protesters were attacked. Fireworks were shot off as part of it. We begin there with CBS's Carter Evans.
Counter-protesters showed up and started agitating the crowd here. There were some fights that ensued. There were some injuries. It was certainly a night of violence for some time here, and police were standing by for most of the time, watching calmly as the crowd worked out its disagreements amongst each other and calmed down for the most part, and then police kind of moved in and moved out the counter-protesters. But they have not cleared out the Palestinian encampment yet. Night of escalation, not just here on the West Coast, but also in New York, where my colleague Lilia Luciano is at Columbia University.
Dozens of NYPD officers in riot gear entered Hamilton Hall at the request of the university. While inside, police cleared barricades, conducted multiple arrests, eventually clearing the building. Police also began clearing the tent encampment that had been the symbol of the protests on campus for nearly 2 weeks. Then NYPD moved further north in Harlem towards the City College campus. We were there when dozens of officers breached a gate to clear the encampment and began arresting protesters. Dozens more students were loaded onto city buses and detained by the end of the night.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel. CBS's Rami Innocencio reports it's part of a week-long push for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal.
Desperate for more American support, Israelis rallied outside Secretary of State Antony Blinken's hotel in Tel Aviv. More shuttle diplomacy with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on a ceasefire.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
I feel like I'm broken up into pieces.
For Aviva Siegel, her American husband Keith is still being held by Hamas. This proof of life video released just days ago.
Keith has had enough. My family's had enough. My country's had enough.
Blinken pushed Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to increase desperately needed aid to Gaza.
Here at home, a tornado is blamed for at least one death just outside Wichita, Kansas. About two dozen homes were damaged. A new abortion law is in effect now in Florida. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports it sharply restricts the procedure after 6 weeks before many women know they're pregnant.
There's fear. There's uncertainty.
Jacksonville doctor Shelley Tien stood ready to see patients until the stroke of midnight when Florida's ban was set to take effect.
It is, in essence, a total and a complete abortion ban.
Florida's new law includes exceptions for rape, incest, fetal abnormalities, and life of the mother.
It's a victory.
State Republican lawmaker Dean Black voted for the six-week ban.
We think we have a good law, a compassionate law, a moral law. It can serve as a guide for other states.
Today, Arizona's Senate is expected to take up a measure that passed the state house last week to repeal an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions that a court said could be enforced. It's thought a handful of Republicans will join Democrats to repeal it.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
The Biden administration is moving to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. If the Justice Department goes along, it could change everything from criminal prosecutions to financing for legal pot operations. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Marijuana, which is now classified as a Schedule 1 drug like heroin and illicit fentanyl, would be reclassified as a Schedule 3 substance like ketamine and steroids. Drugs in this category are considered less dangerous and less addictive. It also means the consequences for using them are less severe.
There's new guidance from an influential expert panel on breast cancer screening.
They recommend that women start getting their mammograms at age 40 instead of age 50, and that they should then get repeat mammograms at least every other year.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, breast cancer is the second most common cause of cancer death for American women. The FBI says complaints reported by elderly scam victims jumped 14% last year. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports that whether online or by phone, scammers are swindling people out of billions.
Malcolm Frazier was browsing his computer when the screen froze.
Said, please call this number.
A scammer persuaded him to transfer tens of thousands of dollars in savings or lose it all.
You thought you were talking to the bank and you were talking to a scammer.
Exactly.
Last year, $3.4 billion was stolen, according to a newly released FBI report, with more than 100,000 complaints filed to federal law enforcement last year alone. AARP estimates more than $28 billion is stolen due to elder fraud scams each year.
Federal Reserve policymakers will weigh in on interest rates today. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger expects no action.
The Fed's number one goal is to lower the inflation rate. And inflation still remains a problem. It's running at 3 or 3.5%, depending on the measure. And the Fed wants it down to 2%. So at this meeting, expect a lot of nothing.
She says it's likely rates will tick lower next month. Well, the start of last night's Dodgers-Diamondbacks game in Phoenix was delayed for about 2 hours because of a bee swarm behind home plate. Enter pest control man Matt Hilton, who told the MLB Network,
I thought I was here to just take care of a bee problem. And yeah, people are pretty hyped up. It's pretty cool. I just showed up and zipped right up and took care of it.
As a thank you for clearing them out, he got to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Arizona won the game in 10 innings. Look who's 25 years old.
The Krusty Krab, home of the Krabby Patty, with a help wanted sign in the window.
TV's SpongeBob SquarePants premiered on Nickelodeon 25 years ago today. Some 300 episodes over 14 seasons, movies too.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A big retailer is getting out of the health clinic business.
Walmart's health centers have been around for 5 years with the goal of helping people save money on their healthcare needs. But now all 51 of them across 5 states will close. The chain says the clinics have a lack of profitability that make the care business unsustainable. Alan Adamson is a brand consultant.
They're a business and businesses need to focus. This is very different than their core business, which is about value and scale. This is a service business. And if you're in everything, you can't be great at anything.
Matt Piper, CBS. News.
Quite a trip for 6-year-old house cat Galena. The cat that loved to play with cardboard boxes went missing without a trace early last month from her home in Utah. A week later, owner Carrie Clark got word that the cat was found in a box of work boots that her husband returned to Amazon. She surfaced at a company warehouse in California. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for the 1st of May. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.